I often see bumper stickers on the backs of cars proclaiming, "I am the proud parent of an honor student at such and such a school." Parents take great pride in their kids' accomplishments, whether it's in academics or sports or music or drama. They make it a point to try to attend as many of their activities as they can. They snap all sorts of pictures and take videos, which appear at high school graduation parties. Well, today we hear that God is a proud parent too. At the baptism of Jesus, the Father proclaims from the heavens, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." What was God pleased with? After all, Jesus really hadn't done much of anything yet. In the scriptures, we hear very little about the young life of Jesus. He was probably about 30 years old when he sought baptism from his cousin, John the Baptist. It's not like most of our baptisms when parents prevent their child for baptism at only a few months of age. Well, first of all, God was pleased with Jesus just for being Jesus. He is his son, after all, a part of the Holy Trinity. But he is also pleased with what Jesus will do. As Isaiah and St. Peter speak to us in our first two readings today, he is to do good and heal all who are oppressed by the devil. He will bring forth justice by opening the eyes of the blind and bringing prisoners forth from their confinement. This feast of the baptism of our Lord provides us an opportunity to reflect also on our own baptism. For as each of us approached the waters of rebirth, whether it was on our own as an adult, or in the case of most of us being carried there by our parents, we became part of the family of God. And God said to each and every one of us at the moment of our baptism, "You and you and you are my beloved son or daughter." Our own baptism manifests God's presence in us when the Holy Spirit came to dwell within us. And so we need to ask ourselves, what is there about us that God takes pleasure in? What will God, as a loving parent, be proud of us for? It's an interesting question. First of all, God loves us just for who we are, because our life is a sharing in his life. And that's why human life is always so precious, because we are all born of God and live in his love. But we must also live life in imitation of Jesus, to do good to others, to be a light of hope for those living in darkness, to live justly and peacefully with others, to avoid the pitfalls of sin that we promised to do when we were baptized, remembering renouncing Satan and all of his works. Instead, we are to do the works of Jesus. We often forget that baptism connects us forever to the divine life of Christ, like branches on a vine. We may not work miracles in the same way that Jesus did, or be made manifest to the world by a star, or a voice at the river, or a jug of water changed into wine. But we can manifest the power of God through our actions. The words we speak, our attitude toward others, the acts of kindness we perform, the work we do, can all reveal Christ and make him manifest to our world. Our actions may not always produce the most harmonious sound or the most beautiful picture. I remember the first time I went to the Holy Land. I took an empty water bottle and filled it with water from the River Jordan, and I brought it home with me. And I would, for a while, take a drop of that water and add it to the baptismal water that I would use in baptism. That way, making it a little bit more special for the child and the family. Well, after not too long, I noticed all sorts of dirty, ugly things growing inside that bottle of water from the Jordan River. So I stopped using it and I threw it out. But I thought how symbolic that was of my own life. It's really a metaphor for our Christian life. I was washed clean of sin in baptism. But sin soon entered back into my life. And I wasn't as clean and pure and holy as I was supposed to be. But nothing can change the fact that I am still a beloved child of God. And despite my sins and weakness, I still strive to give God something to be proud of in my life. And be assured that your efforts to do the best that you can are also pleasing to God, the Father of us all. Make sure to give God something to brag about in your life.